listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
John and Scott, baby, back at ya!
Episode 28, Part 2 with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And you're listening to AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Available on TotalTalkNonsense.com, or you can check us out on iTunes or PodcastAlley.com. Please vote for us. And check out Punky while you're out there.
Yeah, and if you go to Podcast Alley, vote for us, like John said. And if we get in the top 10, we'll never ask you to vote again. We'll never waste our time asking you to vote again for TTN on Podcast Alley. And also check out Punky if you can. Punky. They're
Punky.
Still not on iTunes, so.
It's Punky.
I don't know what's up with that. No.
What's the deal?
I have no idea. What? None.
I thought you were going to help them out, man.
I did. I totally helped them out. I got their RSS file completely formatted. I put the iTunes tags in there. I validated that MF-er. And they're still not on iTunes.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Maybe they're still going through a review process. I don't know.
They could email iTunes and say, what the F is going on?
Yeah.
Right?
I think Tony may have done that. I don't know. He said he was getting desperate.
Cool.
So, you know. Hey, are you ready for celebrity news?
You know.
I got some bad news, John. It's good news and bad news. Well, it's bad news for TTN.
All right, celebrity news with Scott here. What do you got, Scott?
Cruise, that's Tom Cruise, reportedly drops Sis as his publicist.
Oh, no. That means he's not going to be nutso anymore.
Leanne DeVet apparently out after tumultuous couch-jumping year. So much for brotherly love. Tom Cruise has told his sister and publicist Leanne DeVet to take a hike to be replaced by celebrity PR pro Paul Block, according to published reports. DeVet, whose client roster now falls to approximately zero, I guess they fired her for Katie Holmes as well, has flacked for her bro since March 2004. Here's what Tom Cruise says. Leanne has done a wonderful job on behalf of myself and the production company Cruise Wagner Prods over the last few years.
What?
Variety quoted Cruise as saying. But she has always expressed a desire to oversee and expand the day-to-day activities of my charitable endeavors. Hence, she'll be in charge of Cruise's philanthropic work. Is that right?
Philanthropic.
Philanthropic work.
It is her, part of philanthropy.
Her tenure.
Which is charity work. Why don't they just say that?
Her tenure, well, they're writing for a fourth grade level, obviously, and we're a second grade level. Hence, she'll be in charge. Oh, I just said that. Her tenure, needless to say, has been a rocky one. The Mission Impossible.
That's a new tire coming out this winter.
The Mission Impossible actor's reputation has taken several major hits this year, beginning with his couch jumping on Oprah to profess his love for now fiance Katie Holmes, who's announced her intentions to be Kate Cruise after their still unscheduled wedding. Holmes is several months pregnant with Cruise's child, which reportedly has incensed Holmes's devoutly Catholic father. The relationship between the two has been played out in minute detail, with the actor's camp trying to spin the pairing as true love, and nearly everyone else contemplating Holmes's curious transformation and sudden fondness for the principles of Scientology.
Really?
Of which Cruise is a top proponent. Can we hear from L. Ron? I love L. Ron. Goof the Floop.
And they had elected a fellow by the name of Zemu, could be spelled X-E-M-U, to the Supreme Ruler.
Supreme
and they were
Ruler.
About to unelect him, and he took the last moments he had in office to really goof the Floop.
Goof the Floop.
Now, if that guy doesn't sound like the Grand Master, what are they, Grand Dragon of the KKK? The Supreme Ruler to goof the Floop.
Nice.
Nor was Cruise helped by an on-air spat with NBC's Matt Lauer over the use of antidepressants, which Scientology frowns upon. Cruise Cruz called the Today host glib, but took hits from many corners. The episode launched a high-profile spat with Brooke Shields, who took medication to combat her own postpartum depression and shot back that Cruz's ridiculous rant had done a disservice to mothers everywhere.
Well, I'm going to imitate Cruz on Oprah.
All right.
I'm in love! I'm in love! I'm in love! I'm in love, Oprah! I'm in love!
Do you think he had to do cock push-ups before he hammered Katie Holmes?
I don't know, man.
Or it, what?
He might have. That's got to be a lot of
work.
What
are cock push-ups, though?
To keep her happy.
You know what those are?
Cock push-ups?
Mm-hmm.
Cock push-ups?
Yeah.
Cock push-ups?
Yeah, that's
cock
what I mean.
Push-ups? It's where you fucking lay down flat on the ground, and then you let your boner lift you up off the ground.
That's all, man. That's it.
See? It's fucking simple.
It's fucking simple, man.
No doubt.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
I've been doing them, too.
Dude, listen.
Cock push-ups?
Dude, listen.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Gosh, shut up! You piece of shit!
Here's my favorite.
You fucker! You fucking bitch!
I'm trying to make a Scott soundboard of you know, doing all these. You bitch!
We talked about Alanis Morissette in that tune she sings, and the anger that comes through. Jagged Edge. What? That's the name of the album.
Yeah. Don't you just wanna
hard fucking?
And then Jack Black displays the same intensity when he says, "John," when he says,
"Yeah,
yeah."
You fucker! You fucking bitch!
I mean, that's from the Soul Band.
Right.
No doubt.
You cocksucker! Fucking cocky ass!
Listen how he says that, though.
Fucking cocky ass!
Cocky ass!
You
all right, John.
Fucking dick! You fucking shit!
Fuck you!
In other celebrity news...
Fuck my ass. What else?
Nicolas Cage is disappointed at missing the 007 role.
Oh.
Hollywood actor Nicolas Cage is angry that his American nationality hindered his chance to become James Bond because he thinks the prejudice is petty and stupid. I was going to say pretty. The Con Air star resents the unwritten rule which states the secret spy can only be played by a British actor. Well, Sean Connery was Scottish, so what the hell is he talking about?
Sean Connery.
And is devastated he will probably never get another opportunity to try for the role. He says, Nicolas Cage says, "You can cast a Brit to play Bond, but you can never cast an American to play him. I think that is totally unfair." Well, boo-hoo, Nicolas Cage. Wah, wah, wah. He doesn't get to play James Bond.
How's it going on? Maybe I'm losing.
Cage was a secret contender to play 007, but lost out to layer cake star Daniel Craig.
In charge of what? Fucking me over for another 3 decades? Why am I not surprised, you piece of shit? I can't cut anyone's balls off with a trimmer now, can I? I'm not going to kill you. Maybe I'm losing my sex appeal. Yeah, that happens.
All right then, John.
Yeah.
This is kind of celebrity news, but it's also sports related.
You'll throw.
I don't know if you heard this, but this afternoon, John.
Are you going to throw up or something?
I'm just trying to not. I have like a burp control here.
A verp?
A verp. A verp. Verp. The verp pipe. This afternoon, the Philadelphia Eagles announced that wide receiver Terrell Owens has been suspended for
no
the
way.
Rest of the season. On
Are
account
you serious?
Of a series of outbursts against teammates and management.
I thought it was only for 4 weeks.
Now it's the rest of the season. He's
Whoa.
Done. He is fucking done.
What a dumbass. Yeah, but they're going to pay him.
Well, yeah, they're going to pay him, but he doesn't have a platform now to be Terrell Owens. That's got to kill him.
Yeah.
In 2002, Brian Curtis investigated why NFL wide receivers are the angriest men in the sport, and he says this. "The wideout is the only skill player locked in a Darwinian struggle to touch the football on every play." This explains This explains not only the nature of the wideout's outbursts, "Give me the damn ball," but also the near cyclical eruptions among NFL stars like Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, and Keyshawn Johnson. The better you are, the more likely you are to attract double and triple coverage, and in time, lash out, John.
Oh, because you're tired of...
You're tired of it. Yeah. You're just tired of it. And you're the star of the team, so give me the ball. Give me the pill. Give me the ball. Give me the rock.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball.
Give me the ball.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Give me the peel.
Let's do, can you do your Shaq imitation?
I can't. No, I can't.
You can. That's the funniest goddamn thing.
All right, John. So here's an opportunity now. I'm going to read this story. This is out of Newsweek. And we, John and Scott, have an opportunity to participate in this and get some mobile interviews. And possibly some video. I think we should go down there as a video crew with our little microphone and camera.
I'm giving you some reading music.
All right, so here is the deal. This is the called the Politics of Playtime, and it's from Newsweek magazine, which I just received today.
Oh, should I put some Newsweek music?
That's fine. That's tune's fine. I don't care.
You
whatever
sure?
you want. You're the producer, man.
I was, you know,
I'm just the co-host.
Maybe I should put some news music.
Tracy and Richard Cross have four daughters who have seven American Girl dolls between them. So every time a new catalog arrives at the house, the girls fight over this American Girl doll catalog.
We just got that Saturday.
Yeah, Emma gets that too. She's totally into the American Girl. Unlike Curvaceous Barbie or the Tarted Up Bratz dolls, an American Girl doll.
Wait, the Tarted Up?
Tarted Up, yes. The who are like.
Oh, I thought like retarded.
No. The Tarted.
The Tarted.
An American Girl doll, which comes with a whole book of who she is and the period of American history that she hails from, teaches wholesome values, doesn't it, John?
Yeah, that's what I heard, right.
But a few weeks ago, Tracy...
That's why the one who's like Hispanic... is that the one you're going to talk about?
No.
Oh, go ahead.
But a few weeks ago, Tracy Cross read on the company's website that it was donating 50 G's and proceeds from its I Can bracelet to Girls, Inc., which sounded like the kind of nice thing American Girl doll would do. Wouldn't it, John?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But when she clicked on the www.girlsinc.org, Tracy was crushed to find an endorsement for Roe v. Wade and language supportive of homosexuals. Oh, my word. It struck her that politics had invaded her playtime. I feel there's nowhere safe, says Tracy, who has vowed not to buy anything from American Girl as long as it's affiliated with Girls, Inc.
Well, that's her right, you know.
I have to have a clear conscience. And, John, you're absolutely right. That is her right not to buy anything from American Girl's dolls, right? But it doesn't stop there, my man.
No. Now she wants a law passed or
by
something?
The time Tracy told her girlfriends at a high school football game, the tempest was brewing among other conservative Christians around the country. Last week, the outrage had spilled into a half dozen Christian websites, including James Dobson's influential Focus on the Family.
Spilled.
And set off an explosion of mom-to-mom emails. Girls, Inc., one mother warned, is pro-abortion and pro-contraception and pro all the other lies and the secular world wants our girls to believe.
Wait a minute. I don't get that, how they twist it into pro-abortion because you feel that everybody should individually have their own right to choose.
Well,
you could be totally against it and still say, well, I'm not going to do it and I don't want my kids doing it.
Look at,
but if she wants to down the street, fuck it. Go ahead.
It's a bunch of yentas with nothing else to do, so they got to feel like they're a part of the country or a part of society. So they got to come up with these stupid-ass rebellions against American Girl doll. Give me a fucking break. And what's the matter with a woman having the right to choose a goddamn abortion? If you don't want an abortion, don't have one. But don't take that right away from some other woman.
Right.
A-holes.
What the fuck?
And if they want homosexuals to have the same rights that you have, why is that a problem for you? What do you got against the homos?
Yeah, what
John and I may become homos, okay?
That's right.
Fucking A.
Hold on now.
All right, so where was I?
Hold on, buddy. Oh, you and your big blue balls.
get this, John. Roman Catholic schools.
Can you stop talking about your nuts?
Roman Catholic schools, who like to fondle boys, may I add.
No, you know it.
In
now.
Brookfield, Wisconsin, and St. Louis, canceled American Girl fashion shows where girls were to dress up like
Jesus.
Their dolls. And Pro-Life Action League of Chicago called for a boycott of American Girl, which is owned by Mattel. The group is also planning a demonstration outside the Chicago store on the day after Thanksgiving. And that's where you and I come in, John. We can go down there the day after Thanksgiving with our video camera, with our microphones, and we can interview these fucking warped mental patients.
When is that?
The day after Thanksgiving.
Wow. Yeah, we could do that.
Though the league has requested that members leave their graphic signs at home, you know, because when you talk about abortion, you know they're going to bring the here's my aborted fetus picture.
Yeah, the one that's like 10 months old.
Right. Some are vowing to show up with them anyway. What cocksuckers,
now,
man.
Now, those people got a fucking problem.
Total fucking problem that TTN is going to go deal with the day after Thanksgiving with our video cameras and our microphones. Can I make that statement right now, John?
Yeah.
Fucking A. That would be totally kick-ass to interview those warped motherfuckers.
Yeah, we could do that.
Those yentas who sit at home and probably have nannies watch their kids. And so they have time to think up this total crap.
We're with AKC Radio.
Total talk nonsense.
Oh, TTN Radio. I don't know if we can use TTN, can we?
Why not?
Turner Television Network.
All right.
So we might have to go
AKC, TTN.
We're with AKC Radio.
And what do you care, you fucking whore? Who we're with? Yeah, I think we're going to get arrested that day. That's going to be hot, man.
Why would we get arrested?
Because we're going to have our T-shirts that say, Meet the Fuckers, John and Scott at Total Talk Nonsense. And we're gonna be rude to these wenches that got nothing better to do.
And interview them.
All right, we'll try that. I don't know if I can handle that. You might have to handle that. I'll be the cameraman then. You be the nice guy because these women will set me off. And I'm going to... So here's what we'll do. You handle the first round of interviews before we get kicked out, and then I'll handle the second round of interviews. We'll switch places. You pick up the camera, I'll pick up
the mic.
You're
going to say, where was your savior when you got a face like that?
Fucking A.
You whore.
No doubt.
You're just pissed off because you had to have yours after you got knocked up after a red light party.
And the
blue light.
We'll get into Roe v. Wade in some podcast, I'm sure.
Podcast.
But we don't have time for it tonight. But GD.
Yeah.
Let women have their goddamn choice if they want to, you fuck faces. Pisses me off.
You sound like an elitist liberal.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm queer.
Well, what happened with liberal? Didn't liberal, when you look it up in the dictionary, it means open-mindedness, doesn't it?
Yeah. I have an open mind. And if American Girl Doll wants to give some of their profits to queers, I'm all for that.
It's their company. They can do what they want.
Right. So just chill out. And if they go down to American Girl Style the day after Christmas with these fetus posters and shit, I mean, that is so goddamn warped.
TTN is calling for all out. Go down there and get there before them so they have no room to stand in front of the store.
Well, we want them somewhere so we can interview these retards.
Across the street.
And make fun of them for a couple of podcasts. Yeah.
Hopefully, American Girl owns the sidewalk they'd have to stand on.
The religious right has long been alert to even the most tenuous hints of homosexual cues in popular culture. But American Girl intends to sponsor math, science, and athletic programs at Girls, Inc. The company is horrified by the thought of an anti-abortion demonstration. Given the group's focus on family values, we find it particularly shocking and ironic if they choose to use graphic images in front of innocent little girls. That's by Julie Parks. And fucking A, Julie Parks. Those people are retarded.
Yeah, absolutely. People are going to shop with their families and their kids, and you're going to stand out there with a fucking aborted fetus sign? Well, how fucking irresponsible is that?
I don't know what these people are thinking. I mean, that's complete goddamn lunacy to me.
Fucking retarded.
And if John, if you and I had like a 007 license to kill, We'd have a fucking field day down
there.
That's
right. We'd be going postal.
Because
wait a minute.
People,
can't say that.
Those people should not be able to procreate. That's what I'm saying.
Fucking losers.
And, you know, when you read stories like this, John, you know why the W gets in the office.
Have you heard of this mayor? Mayor? Is he mayor? Yeah. Of Spokane, Washington.
Tell me about him.
Mayor, what the fuck is his name? Shit.
Shit? Mayor Shit?
I can't remember his name.
Mayor McCheese.
I had the story. But anyway, this mayor in Spokane, Washington, he's still mayor, and they're calling for a recall election on December 6th. This guy is a right-winger. He's hardcore to the right, Christian right. Okay? He was a sheriff's deputy, and he was like a Boy Scout leader. Well, the newspaper, the local newspaper there, started doing an investigation about the pedophilia going on in the church, right?
Uh-huh.
And this mayor's name popped up in the interviews. And this guy he's totally against gay marriage. He's against gays every way around. He wants to criminalize teen sex. So if, you know, a 17-year-old is banging another 17-year-old, he wants to put him in jail for that. You know, whatever. Boy on boy, girl on girl, boy on girl, whatever. He doesn't care. It's
boy on right hand.
Whatever.
Right hand on
teen
boy.
Teen sex, right? So they get some names of two convicts. There's two guys in jail, and they interview them separately. And each one has a story about this mayor who was a sheriff's deputy, and there was two other sheriff's deputies that were grabbing 9- and 10-year-old boys and molesting them, sodomizing them in this apartment bathroom. And this mayor was one of them. They fingered the mayor, not literally. But
no pun intended.
They said this mayor was one of them. And the mayor's like, actually, the mayor didn't say anything. So they held this investigation, and they wrote all this information down. They documented the interview. And then they decided to find out if the mayor was gay. So they had a guy pose online. I guess two people came from this gay.com website. Two young gentlemen said, hey, yeah, this mayor's been trying to pick us up. You know, we know he's against the gays, but he's been trying to have sex with us. And they didn't want their names released. So what happened was the paper hired like a private investigator to pose as a 17-year-old who's going to turn 18 and started, you know, posting on the website. And the mayor, who his call name was Right By Guy. And Right By Guy started emailing this guy and, you know, in the chat rooms, and he's just going crazy. And he's like, oh, when are you going to turn 18? I can't wait. I can't wait. When is it come? Let's meet. So they set up a meeting. So the mayor guy goes to the meeting, which was like a driving range or something. And the newspapers stand there waiting for him.
That's out of sight.
And they start interviewing him. Hey, are you Right By Guy? Because this guy right here, this 35-year-old man, he's the guy who's been playing the 17-year-old gay teenager who you've been chatting with.
What'd the mayor do?
The mayor's like, holy fuck, he kicks over his bucket of balls.
So you've seen the video?
No, there's no video.
Oh,
this is
no
what
video.
They explain in the story. And they interview him, and he admits to be to using the company, you know, computer, the city... the government computer to laptop to email gay.com and chat and all this stuff. So it turns out he's bisexual. He is gay. So they ran with that story plus the story of the two convicts that said that he was sodomizing him. So now he's trying to sue the paper. But the fact is he was a sheriff's deputy, and he was friends with the two other sheriff's deputies that were investigated years ago, who ended up shooting a bullet, both of them, in their mouths. Hmm. They shot themselves. So this fucking sleazebag mayor, who, you know, all these homophobes that are right wingers, they're fucking gay.
No doubt.
And they're mean about it.
And
you know,
like we've said before, John and Guy,
they're fucking child molesters.
John and Scott. Have nothing against the queers. We may even become one someday. But it's these frickin' guys who are homophobic but are homos themselves and that try to persecute gays but are gays themselves that completely piss us off.
Yeah.
And like the story John just told, that pisses me off. And you know what else, John? It makes me think that we have to out some gay people because that would get TTN, Total Talk Nonsense, complete overall publicity.
Yeah.
Not out like normal going gay people
right.
that, you know, are still struggling with their decision.
Oh,
but,
I remember. I
but
remember.
Out a-holes that are completely trying to suppress gays
yeah.
and write laws against gays
yeah.
that are gay themselves, like the W, George W.
It's unbelievable. But the two guys that came out from gay.com, their story was they didn't want anybody to know because they haven't told their parents yet that they're gay.
Right. Well, but who hasn't told their parents yet? I haven't told mine.
Right, me either. Mom, I'm gay. Great! Could you paint our living room?
All right, John. Well, getting back to the American Girl style. Yeah.
Style?
So, whatever. We got to be there the day after Thanksgiving with our video camera and our microphone.
Yeah.
To interview these a-holes. And one last note, just to know, American Girl is standing by its commitment to Girls, Inc.
Good for them.
No doubt. So I want to support American Girl down now. Girl down now.
Down now.
Girl down now. I want to support them.
Yeah.
So we got to go and get some interviews. How are we doing on time?
26, my man.
26. Well, John.
Jamie, please. Stop whining.
You know, I told you the other day.
You did.
I did.
You told me that.
The other day. I was telling you. Wasn't I about to tell you?
You were.
What the fuck?
But where you stopped.
It? Well, there's a website that focuses like on celebrity camel toe. It's called ctoe.bolt.com. And it's called the Camel Toe Report. Okay,
we'll post that link.
Yeah,
on our
we
forum.
Should because when you click on the celebrity button, the first one you see, I don't know why they show Arnold from the 70s with his big
tight
cock
pants.
Popping out. He's banging a hard on, and then you scroll down a little bit, and there's Laura Bush
with camel toe.
With the camel toe. It's kind of a far away shot, but you could see it. And there's some good camel toe of like Kelly Ripa. And the chick from, one of those Trading Spaces, that show from Trading
right.
Spaces. You ever watch that?
I did.
What
I have
was
no
her name?
Idea who the
what
chicks
was that
are,
chick's
though.
Name?
No idea whatsoever.
Shit, what was her name?
Well,
Paige.
Just,
her name was
Paige
Davis.
But just yesterday.
Hot number.
You noticed.
And she got fired because she was
she
stripping.
Had camel toe?
No, she was stripping.
Stripping?
Yeah.
Like in a with a pole?
She was at a gay bar, and she was dancing up on the stage, and a bunch of gay guys were putting money in her G-string.
That's hot.
And they got pictures of it in Trading Spaces, like, you know, hey, or Places or whatever. Yeah, we're like a family show. Yeah, you can't be on here anymore. So they fired her because she was taking dollar bills from gay guys.
That's
which I don't understand. But
that's
there's a
stupid.
Nice camel toe shot of her.
Nice.
And they got a bunch of guys with camel toe, too.
Well, just yesterday you mentioned that I had camel toe.
Right.
No doubt, because I had the swelling balls
yeah.
pushing out the inseam of my pants. You know, where your nuts hang, your ball sack.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like.
Well, John, French leaders appear helpless as rioting spreads. Have you heard about this?
No.
You haven't heard about this?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Lucky dick.
I did.
It took French President Jacques Chirac 11 days to comment on the rioting in French cities. And when he did,
what a fucking
it was
Norman.
Clear that he was out of his depth. You know, and John, we talk about the fucking moron we have running the country, our country, the U.S. of A., the greatest country on the planet, with the monkey in charge. And France has the same goddamn problem. They got this chimp in charge, a total chimp, Jacques Chirac.
Yeah, he's a chimp, all right.
The law should have the final word, Jacques said after an emergency meeting of the government's Homeland Security Council in Paris. The public is quite determined to be stronger than those who want to spread violence and fear. Commentators and opposition politicians had long wondered
the
why
law.
Chirac remained silent for so long as the unrest spread like a wildfire through the country. But the reason was this, John. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He was afraid. Like all those French pussies are.
No shit.
Elected to his first presidential term in 1995 on a promise to heal the social fracture of the country, Chirac must have been painfully aware that the riots are eloquent testimonial to his failure.
I think it is perfectly reasonable.
Of his policies and a decade of unkept promises. No doubt he must have also... Hey, they use no doubt.
No doubt. That's right.
That's a fact.
No doubt he must have been hoping that the hooded teenagers rioting throughout the country would soon tire of their sport and return to their dead-end lives in urban and suburban ghettos in which they live. But he was wrong, John. For 11 nights, France's cities have been seen unprecedented violence as gangs of youths, most of them Arabs and Africans living in public housing estates, went on a rampage.
It's fuzzy math.
So Jacques Chirac, this cocksucker, who we first had the pleasure to meet when Bush wanted to invade Iraq, and Jacques Chirac said no, which, you know, I agree with now.
Yeah.
But he's just another pussy. He's probably spoon up his ass, a-hole, totally out of touch, monkey chimp.
What was he afraid of?
Who knows what he was afraid of? He's French. French are afraid of everything. Nazi came in and they rolled over.
Not all of them, man. I know some French.
Oh, right, the French Resistance. There's probably like 30 people in the French Resistance. But after the war, 30,000 French people said I was in the Resistance. Yeah, right.
You know, I was...
It's like that Led Zeppelin concert, you know, in Chicago.
I was going to make a T-shirt with the Statue of Liberty on it that says, take the bitch back.
It's like that Led Zeppelin in Chicago when John Bonham, right when he passed away.
Yeah.
There was like probably, 10 people that had tickets that we know?
Yeah.
But now everybody on the planet had tickets to that last Led Zeppelin show that they had to cancel because John Bonham died.
Right.
Same thing. Oh, I was in the French Resistance. Yeah, sure you were, a-hole.
The French Resistance.
There were like 30 guys in that.
When I got my ass kicked in Vietnam.
There's like 300,000 Frenchmen claiming they were in the Resistance. Cocksuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're American fries now. Or what do they call them? Freedom fries. They're not French fries, Frenchie.
Oh, that's stupid. Don't even say that.
Yeah, that is stupid.
Freedom fries.
But we are stupid.
I'm going to drink freedom dressing. Can I have some freedom dressing on my salad? I'm having some freedom bread. How
Can
about
I have
you?
The freedom onion soup? Thank you.
That just played stupid.
Who came up with that stupidity?
One of those fucks in the government.
No
one of those
doubt.
Senators.
And then W got a hold of the idea.
I think it was DeLay. I think it was Tom DeLay.
Was it? That fuck face?
He dubbed DeLay. Him Freedom Fries.
Oh, DeLay got his judge kicked out.
Oh, yeah. He's,
so he's
judge
get
shopping
a new judge.
Now. He's judge shopping.
That's a joke.
That's what cracks me up. Everybody's bitching. Yeah, just confirm this Scalito guy. And I forget, somebody sent me an email.
Alito.
Whatever.
Not Scalito.
That's the nickname they gave him.
Oh, because he's just like Anthony Scalalia?
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, somebody sent me an email about that. And I'm like, so what? You know, they want to consider the guy. It's just like DeLay who's fucking judge shopping.
No,
because he doesn't like the, oh, this guy gave to this campaign or this guy gave to this website or whatever, you know, and what does he want? He wants a judge that'll just judge it his way, right?
It's another tactic to waste our goddamn money is what it is.
Yeah.
Because if you and I get hauled into court, we're going to take our lawyers and say, okay, get all the records from the judge that's presiding over this. And if he convicts 40-year-old bald guys and 40-year-old fat guys more than he does anybody else, let's get him thrown off the bench.
Bench.
And let's get a new judge.
Right from the bat.
Right from the bat, man. Let's do that right from the bat.
At bat. Right from at bat.
Right from the get-go.
Right.
Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. That's right. Right off the bat.
Fucking A, John.
Yeah, Rick kept it real, man.
Keeping it real.
He kept us on it. Real stupid.
Real stupid, that is.
Keeping it real. Real stupid. I got to put that in a promo.
Oh, no doubt. Well, John, it's been...
Bumper.
It's been about 3 weeks since Apple announced it would sell selected ABC Disney television programs via iTunes. As of Monday, iTunes customers had bought more than 1 million videos. At first glance, these fails figures seem like another nail in the coffin for broadcast television. If we can get television content online, on demand, whenever we want it,
I want to thank.
How will networks convince us to tune in on their schedules? For that matter, how can they be certain we'll tune in at all?
Wait a minute. What?
Isn't that what John and Scott said all along? If iTunes gets video, say goodbye to TV,
right.
Cable,
right.
And everybody else.
Right.
But this guy, Ivan Asquith.
Asquith?
Asquith. Says, no, the networks still have an opportunity here. Because the iTunes distribution model gives the networks a huge opportunity to reinvent themselves. By allowing viewers to purchase individual episode, broadcast television executives could free themselves from the yoke of advertising revenue.
Bruh.
They could potentially usher in a new age of television, one where fans have the power to keep their favorite series in production, and producers have the opportunity to create more elaborate, controversial, and innovative programs. But, John, what do you and I know about executives in any corporation? They're fuck-ups.
Oh, yeah.
So they're not going to know how to deal with this at all. What did I just say? Yeah.
They'll hire consultants.
All right, so maybe you and I should become network television consultants.
We should.
Then. And just tell these a-holes how to deal with this.
All we need is one job, be a success at it, and we're golden.
Because
we're
if they don't...
We're traveling across the country.
Say goodbye to the networks. I mean, there will be somebody creating shows.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be the networks.
I love your big...
I don't know what the hell's going on.
It'd be necessary.
Maybe it's because we've done two podcasts in a row. This is a big test for John and
this
Scott.
This is hard,
because if
yeah.
we ever do...
What if we had to do 4 hours straight every day, 6 days a week?
We could do it. You know why we could do it?
Why is that?
Because if we were on radio, we'd have commercials. Okay, so that would take up 2 hours. So we'd only have to do 2 hours. And if we were on radio, you know what else we'd have? A phone line.
Right.
So all we got to do is take calls from stupid-ass
listeners.
That's
what we need. We need Total Doc Nonsense phone line.
No doubt.
We could get one. I think there is one here. We just have to pay for it.
Okay.
I
got
cash.
Get
a 1-800.
Let's check it out.
Into this room?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's a phone line in here, I believe. The guy before us had a phone.
Well, that's out of sight, man. He did?
Yes.
Is there a jack in here?
Yes.
What are you telling me?
There's a jack somewhere.
That's out of sight.
I saw it before. It's around here somewhere. I know there is. I know there's a phone line in here. I seen it. I think.
Well, that's out of sight. Well, you know, I have my buddy at work. He
yeah.
gave me his old TiVo.
Yeah.
So I'm paying $12 a month right now, and you can subscribe for lifetime for like $2.99 or something.
Really?
But I hesitate because lifetime, what's going to happen in 1 year, 2 years? Will TiVo even be a player anymore? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but how many years?
Like if all my shows are available on iTunes,
right.
I don't need TiVo anymore.
Okay, how many years did you say?
One, two.
Okay, you figure if you're paying $12.95?
Right.
Times 12, you're talking $150 a year.
$150,
anyway.
So it's going to take me 2 years
so to 300 lifetime.
Break even.
Yeah.
2 years to break even. But in 2 years... TiVo may be obsolete is what I'm saying.
Oh,
John.
I'm telling you, it's going to change. But it's going to be a big fight. Remember I talked in a couple podcasts ago about the company that Mark Cuban is part of that they're going to release video at the
HDNet.
Same time? Yeah.
Hey, John, I didn't know this, but Mark Cuban made $5.7 billion when he sold his dot-com company to Yahoo. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Me either.
But I know that now.
But I know it now that you told me.
No doubt.
For the third time. Thanks, asshole. All right, well, that's it for now. You know, let's go to the part three.
You mean our heavy metal episode?
The heavy metal episode.
I got a lot of W for part three, man.
Piss.
Oh, and Phil's going to come. He's got the news.
Oh, that's great. All right, well, then we'll be back with you from AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. And that concludes part two of episode 28 with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And we'll be right back. That was part two. Now stay tuned for...
Part three. Part three.
Just one last quick way.
Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.